This is Warrior Sound, online radio streaming 24/7 at warriors.com/sound and the official team app via the radio button on the top right corner of the home screen. Now, a listen in to a conversation led by Warriors radio play-by-play announcer Tim Roy from his show Beyond the Arc.
On a most recent edition of Beyond the Arc, Tim Roy at Warriors Vox himself spoke with Santa Cruz coach Aaron Miles. He of the 8-1 G League C-Dubs. You know, Aaron Miles is still ninth all-time in college assists. Ninth! Bobby Hurley, Keith Mr. Jennings, Steve Blake, Sherman Douglas, Greg Anthony, Doug Gottlieb, Gary Payton. Aaron Miles is right there. Here Tim Roy goes under the boardwalk with Aaron Miles.
I'm always interested to find out what do they need to do to get better. Let's take Marcus Derrickson, because he's on a two-way contract, and he can be easily called up by the Warriors at any time. What to his game do you think will help him, you know, become the next G League success story?
I think Marcus has a ability to make shots. He's a shot maker. He can stretch the floor as a four-man, as a big. He can really shoot the ball. So I think that's something that, you know, he's going to be able to hang his hat on. But obviously, I think making shots is key. But you got to, you know, continue to do things to put yourself on the floor if you're not making those shots. So for him, you know, you got to continue to get better at guarding on the perimeter, because especially with Golden State, you know, we like to switch a lot. So you got to be able to guard on the perimeter. And that'll be key for him. So, but his ability to make shots is going to be the reason why people are interested in my opinion.
Coach, what was it like for you to be when you're up with a big club, whether it be playoffs or preseason, whatever it might be? You know, what does that, you know, do for you and for your coaching career?
Man, it's amazing, man. The knowledge and expertise that's up there, man. Having the chance to sit in on coaches' meeting and pick Coach Kerr's mind, and as well as Ron Adam and Mike Brown, you know, to go along with all the rest of the coaching staff up there, you know, that got years of experiences. You know, it's so beneficial, you know. And the one thing that you learn is that even they deal with some of the same issues or same things and thought processes that I have to deal with in the G League, you know, just on a different level. So that's all obviously is always good to know and see that at least I'm thinking along the right line, you know, of great minds. So it's so beneficial, man. And you know, I'm thankful for that opportunity, for not only myself but for my staff to have the opportunity to come along in training camp and see it and pick their minds as well.
You're a young coach, and I got to tell you, as a little caveat here, when I first got to the NBA, I was younger than a whole bunch of the players, and now I'm older than most of the coaches. So, but I have to ask you, is it a little weird seeing Hakeem Warwick in the G League? You played against him in college, right?
Man, we played against each other in a national championship game. You
know, that's right.
They got the win. It is crazy. I was telling my wife just the other day, because I actually got out and practiced, you know, for like a couple of possessions, you know, even though I don't move the way I used to move, you know, based on the injury. But I was telling my wife how, man, if I didn't have this hip problem, I'd still be playing, man. You know, you just feel like you can still be out there. And you know, I commend him and got a lot of respect for him, you know, especially being 35, 36 years old, still pushing for and giving it all he got in the G League, you know. But yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy to start seeing guys that I played with, played against, and now coaching them or coaching against them.
Yeah, it's interesting though. The one thing that binds anybody that loves the game, and has anybody played it, whatever level it is, once you get to a certain age, the one thing you miss is actually playing, is actually getting out there
100%.
And playing. Yeah,
100%. And I say that all the time. For me, you know, like I say, I had to stop playing due to an injury and never fully recovered, and I don't get to play like I would like to. I miss it all the time. You know, even if it was just playing in the men's league, I wish I could get out there and play.
With a listen in to Beyond the Arc, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound, the voice of Dub Nation.